Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. New Central Committee of Nepali Congress convenes its first meeting. Party President Sid Bahadur Deva vows to impress sentiments of all. CPNMR Centre's National Assembly to kick off tomorrow. Standing Committee of the party decides to turn National Convention Assembly into General Convention. 12 political parties registered for upcoming National Assembly election and world's largest space telescope James Webb lifts off into orbit. Now the news in detail. The Central Committee members of the Nepali Congress have thanked all well-wishers and participants of the party's 14th General Convention. The meeting held at the party's headquarters at Sanipat today, party president Sid Bahadur Deva vowed to embrace the sentiments of all at the party. Talking to media persons after the meeting, Joint General Secretary of the party Badri Pandey said the meeting delegated the responsibility of registering the party at the Election Commission for the upcoming National Assembly election to the party Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel. After distributing the certificates of election to the new leadership emerged from the 14th General Convention of the party, the Central Committee convened for about 15 minutes. CPN Mao Center has decided to turn the National Assembly into Party General Convention. The party's National Assembly is commencing from tomorrow. Party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Mahara said Standing Committee of the party decided to turn the National Assembly into General Convention. He also said the party's Central Committee would convene tomorrow. Talking about the National Assembly of the party, spokesperson Mahara said all preparations for inaugural session of the Assembly have been completed. 12 political parties have registered themselves at the Election Commission for the purpose of upcoming election of the National Assembly members. The election is taking place for 19 seats of the Upper House of the Federal Parliament. Joint spokesperson of the Commission, Komal Prasad Damala, said 9 political parties have registered themselves in all 7 provinces and 2 political parties have registered themselves in Province 2 only, and a political party has registered itself in Province 2 and Sudhir Paschim Province. The Commission had given the 25th of December as the deadline to the parties to get registered for the election. Among the 20 Upper House members whose terms are expiring on 4th of March, one member will be appointed by the President while other 19 will get elected via electoral process. CPN UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli has demanded clear stand of the government and the MCC. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, Chair Oli said personal opinion on the MCC does not matter. Rather, the government should have clear stand on it. He also said the UML would be in Logur Height in the parliament until election, as there was no alternative to the election. Minister for Home Affairs Balakrishna Khand said that coalition partners were trying to seek consensus on the MCC project. Inaugurating the 16th convention of the Gorkha Chamber of Commerce and Industries in Gorkha today, Minister Khand urged all to be positive about the MCC since it was proposed by the Nepal government. He also clarified that MCC was not a military alliance, rather it was a project for poverty alleviation, job creations and construction of transmission lines and roads. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Christmas is being marked in Nepal and across the world today, commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ. The festival is marked by exchanging greetings and gifts all among various people. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said all need to be focused on national prosperity backed by social justice and preservation of all faiths and identities. Addressing a program organized by the National Christian Federation in Kathmandu to mark Christmas today, President Bhandari stressed on getting united for nation building, keeping social harmony intact, preserving diverse traditions. Assuring equal treatment to all faiths and traditions from the state, President Bhandari said, "Just because of different ideologies and faiths, no one should ignore civil responsibility." A total of 167 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that 226 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, a person died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,583 in the country so far. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News. Now an international news update. The 10 billion James Webb Telescope has left Earth on its mission to show the first stars to light up the universe. The observatory was lifted skyward by an Ariane rocket from the Kourou spaceport in French Guiana. Its flight to orbit lasted just under half an hour, with a signal confirming a successful outcome picked up by a ground antenna at Malindi in Kenya. Webb, named after one of the architects of the Apollo moon landings, is the successor of the Hubble telescope. Engineers working with the US, European and Canadian space agencies have built the new observatory to be 100 times more powerful than earlier one. Commercial airlines around the world cancelled more than 4,500 flights over the Christmas weekend, citing the Omicron variant COVID-19. According to FlightAware.com, at least 2,000 flights were cancelled worldwide on Christmas Day. On Friday, there were around 2,400 cancellations and almost 11,000 delays. The site also reported over 600 cancellations for Sunday. Pilots, flight attendants and other staffs have been calling in sick or having to quarantine after exposure to COVID-19, forcing Lufthansa, Delta, United Airlines and many other carriers to cancel flights during one of the year's peak travel periods. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Sudhir Paschim province along with hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. New Central Committee of Nepali Congress convenes its first meeting. Party President Sir Bahadur Deva vows to impress sentiments of all. CPN Mao Center's National Assembly to kick off tomorrow. Standing Committee of the Party decides to turn National Assembly into General Convention. 12 political parties registered for upcoming National Assembly election, and world's largest space telescope James Webb lifts off into orbit. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.